Next week, we're going to be talking about the valley of the shadow of debt. Can you imagine what scripture we'll be looking at next week? Would you please turn to Here I Am, Lord, number 593. Let's sing stanzas 1 and 3 for our song of thanksgiving as we prepare ourselves for Holy Communion. Please be seated. You sound awesome this morning. We celebrate about once a month this gift of Holy Communion. This is a gift that was given to us by Jesus in what we consider the Last Supper. You know, that party I'm always talking about that the Hebrew people like to do, that partying that they like to do, you know, it's called Passover. And Jesus and his disciples were in the midst of a party. And Jesus knew it was his last meal with his best friends and his brothers. And as they sat around that table, Jesus stood at the end and broke a piece of bread. And as he looked at his brothers, he said, "This is my body, broken for you. Each time you eat this meal, remember me." After the meal was over, he took a cup and he gave thanks to God. And he says, "This is the cup of the new covenant, shed for the forgiveness of sin. Each time you drink from this cup, remember me." Gracious and powerful, healing and holy God, we thank you for this wonderful gift of Holy Communion. We thank you, God, that we are able to eat this bread and drink this juice and remember what you did through us, for us, through Jesus Christ, through his death and his resurrection. And dear God, we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us. May you anoint us in such a way that this is a powerful sacrament in our life. May you also, in Jesus' name, anoint this bread and this juice so that it may truly become your body and your blood, broken and shed for us. In Jesus' name, amen. In the United Methodist Church, all who seek Jesus are welcome to come and partake of this Holy Communion meal. Here we take communion by intinction, which means you will be given a piece of bread and then you will dip it in the juice and take it at that time. If you forget and eat a piece of bread, we have plenty. Don't worry, I'll give you another piece. But we also like to give you a choice, and we serve crackers and juice as well. And so if those who are helping me with Holy Communion, helping us, would you please come forward at this time? You will be served both by bread and juice and crackers and juice. Let us prepare ourselves, and then we will invite you.